The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Dozens of workers toil coating thin lengths of bamboo in herbs, spices, and richly colored powders to create incense sticks that are spread out under the rising sun to dry. It's an important time of the year for the villagers of Yangchun County, a mountainous area of southeastern Fujian province that supplies much of the world's incense. Yangchun County is now home to around 300 manufacturers, according to Chinese media, employing more than 30,000 people. Locals claim that one in every three incense sticks sold in Southeast Asia is made in Yangchun.
Now, we're mainly producing incense used for paying respects to Buddha, and the demand is very high. Earlier, we were working on the Chinese market, and now also we're working on the Southeast Asian market.
Now the clock is ticking with the approach of the Lunar New Year holiday later this month, when countless Chinese will pray and burn incense at temples and in traditional ceremonies.
Many processes are simplified as much as possible and replaced by machines. After all, the demand is increasing.
Demand is growing in China and in Southeast Asian countries like Malaysia and Indonesia that have prominent overseas Chinese communities, as well as in Buddhist Thailand. Weddings in India are famously lavish, lasting days and with hundreds, if not thousands, of guests. But this season, many families are cutting costs, even if it risks their social standing. It is symptomatic of a sharp slowdown in the world's fifth largest economy, with Indians spending less on everything from daily essentials to once-in-a-lifetime celebrations. Chartered accountant Palak Panchamia, for example, has already slashed the budget for her upcoming Mumbai nuptials by a third, trimming spending on clothing and the guest list.
Considering this starting phase, we've consciously tried to cut down on the cost by effectively 20-30%.
Cracks emerged in 2016 when the Indian wedding season, which runs from September to the middle of January, was hit by the government's shock withdrawal of vast amounts of banknotes from circulation. Hopes for recovery proved short-lived when the cash ban was followed by a botched rollout of a nationwide goods and services tax in 2017 that saw many small-scale businesses close. I'm Ira Melman with Business Scene.
That was a program from the Voice of America.